Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Phoenicia to meet with Lisa Taranto, who is currently the head of horticulture at Menla. Menla is a retreat center with a focus on Buddhism, yoga, holistic health, and wellness, nestled in a secluded and pristine forest deep in a valley in the Catskills. Lisa and I have known each other for over 30 years since we met in architecture school. Since then, Lisa has been to far corners of the world to practice urban agriculture, ecological design, and permaculture. And here in the Catskills, she's found the resilience of nature and all of its beauty and challenges specific to this area. She came to upstate New York about 7 years ago and continues to work on land-based projects as well as offering workshops throughout the seasons in different locations. So to start, Lisa, how did you end up here?
Essentially, I'm a failed Southerner. I was born in New Jersey, and through just family, military father, English mother, we traveled a lot and landed in Virginia. I had been working in Richmond, Virginia for years doing urban agriculture and working in the nonprofit world. So I needed to get out of the South, and I ended up coming to do a retreat at Omega.
In Rhinebeck. Yes, I've been there too.
Yes. And picked up an issue of Chronogram and ran across an ad for Menla. Long story short, ended up coming up here, and I never really planned on being here, but I have done 7 seasons in total and have just really fallen in love with the Catskill Mountains. And I also never thought I would say this, but I love the winters up here.
So I've been coming to Menla every year since you've been here, and I've watched the incredible transformation of this place. I'm especially fascinated by the garden project. How did you start that?
Well, so the original garden had been here probably for 40 or 50 years. It was originally put in by an organization called the Pathwork, they called themselves Pathwork. And when I inherited the garden, it was in disarray. It hadn't really been tended consistently. Just by having a consistent caretaker, we managed to really bring up the level of beauty. The goal is less input for more output, and work less, get more, right?
I want to do that.
Who doesn't love that?
How does that work?
Yeah. So one of the things that I've really loved about being here is having a deep, deep dive into understanding the ecological systems, reestablishing a lot of native plants, because like many places, there's a lot of invasive species, and we've worked really hard to remove those. And it's really just a lot of sheer determination. And believe it or not, I'm over 50 years old, and I am a badass with a pickaxe.
I wish I could say the same thing for myself. I can't. And of all the places that you've been and worked, and in particular in the South, Menla must be a great sort of home base.
It has been an amazingly safe and beautiful and productive place to be, especially during a global pandemic. But you know, Julia, when I moved up here, I had come from a really high achieving, I'm going to change the world, at least I'm going to change Richmond kind of place. And it took 2 or 3 years for my brain to slow down, to stop that. You should be doing more. You should be getting your resume out. You should be doing this. All the shoulds. I was shoulding myself you know, all day long. And when I eventually managed to stop that just from working really quietly and with a lot of intention, it was such a great shift for me. And I really am so grateful to have had this time in this private Buddhist valley to transition out of
the you should have.
The you should be doing this and you should be doing that kind of person.
And do you find that philosophy aligns with a lot of people that you've met up here?
I do, because it's definitely more about living in the moment and the gratitude. Like, gratitude practices really, really work. And when we get out of whack and just stop for a minute and be grateful for where one is and what one has, it's an extraordinarily powerful practice.
How is the landscape and the environment different here than, say, in the Shenandoah Valley?
I think it's really more just that it's cooler up here. The growing season is shorter. So you really have to plan and be really strategic about having everything ready to get in the ground as soon as it warms up. And also knowing which plants work and which plants don't. And so just from watching things fail, watching things work, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, climate change is one of the reasons I moved up here. It just became hotter and hotter and more difficult to work outside during the summer months. And long summer nights are really, truly one of my favorite things about being a human, being able to be outside all day long, all summer long. And so that is one of the things that brought me up here. I also think that there is a real, such a strong community of people that are working the land, that are doing things to create community, to support each other, and a deep exploration and love of this land seems to run through everywhere I go.
Especially here, you're talking about here in the Catskills?
In the Catskills, in the Hudson River Valley, yes.
Interesting. Do you want to talk about some of the workshops that you've done over the years being in upstate New York?
Sure. So I'm going to do this from two directions. One, I do a lot of work with volunteers at Menla, and those just end up being workshops because I have to teach a lot, which is fun, and seeing people really blossom as they learn how to use tools and they learn how to use their bodies and they learn what it means to have a really physical day, and then they get to eat what comes out of the garden. So those are really, I would say, unofficial teaching moments. And then I also have been teaching with an organization up here called Maha Rose North. And we just finished up 7 weekends. It was 1 weekend a month where we did a lot of observation work, a lot of experiential learning work. And we also used it as a time to build a trusting circle with each other where we could really grieve in a safe space about what is happening to the planet. And to me, that is, it's a hard thing to carry, but at the same time, to be able to offer a place for people to talk about their fears and their concerns about the future, especially when some of the participants had children or have children. And at the same time, I don't think I've laughed so much on these weekends than I have in a long time.
Where is that place?
Maha Rose is in Hurley.
And what's it like?
So it's 7 acres and there's 2 residences on it and they have an awesome geodesic dome. Mm. And so that's where we would have our meetings. And I work with a guy named Luke Simon, who's an incredible yoga teacher and Reiki practitioner and just general earth mystic. And we've become very dear friends. So we launched it this year, jumping into the unknown, unsure how we would make it work. And it was beautiful. It was very, very humble. We had potluck lunches and worked hard, laughed hard, and we are now trying to figure out how we can maintain this for next year with some of the same people, but bringing in new people to join in this experiential learning.
That sounds like a great place. What are other places that you can recommend visiting or knowing about?
I love the Mountaintop Arboretum any time of the year. They have this great bed of different exotic pine trees that are really fun to just walk around because some of them just look like Muppets.
That place is in Tannersville, and it's actually near where I live. And I love taking walks there because everything's so well labeled and explained. I feel like it's a real, you know, teaching tool and learning experience to go there. They have lots of workshops for kids and families too.
And another really cool private arboretum is called the Hortus Arboretum, and it's in Stone Ridge, but more in the region they call the Vly, V-L-Y. And they are an official arboretum, but they are focusing on useful, edible, native plants. And then they have some more exotic things. But there are two artists that started this maybe 10 or 15 years ago. And I've been going once a year since I've been up here, and watching it evolve has been really fun. So you could get on a mailing list and just watch for when they have open houses.
That's a good one. I definitely want to do that.
The Catskill Native Nursery, which is down towards Kerhonkson, is always an amazing place to go to as well.
Is that where you get all your plants for your projects?
I do. I get a lot from them, and they're super knowledgeable. You can go and just have your own learning experience by walking around and looking at the plants. They have everything organized really well for shade, for woodlands, for ponds, edible plants, etc.
Do you ever spend any time inside?
I gotta admit, I love my bed.
Well, I'm here in your inner sanctum of your cabin, and all I see are books about gardening and agriculture and plants.
I mean, ecology. Once you scratch the surface of ecology and start to really understand the interconnectedness and the interrelatedness of all things and the beauty and the awe. I mean, there are some moments where I just want to run up to a random stranger on the street and go, "Did you know about this? It's so cool."
Well, in the meantime, let's just go take a walk in the woods.
Deal. The mushrooms this year are out of control.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.